never say the words like you understand. But the power's in believing, so give yourself a chance. 'Cause you can climb the highest mountain, swim the deep sea. All you need is the will to want it and a little self-esteem. So keep the faith.
Got it. feed your faith. Yes, keep the faith, Michael Jackson. Wow.
There's a little
story behind this. That's
about that song.
Please share with us.
Dangerous, which is, God, such an underrated album in the whole of WAV, I feel. Of course, Invincible has beaten it. Invincible is very much more overrated than this one. But you're talking about an album with 14 songs. And Keep the Faith is number 12. I think close to 200 songs were recorded for Dangerous. And, I mean, that's the way a Jackson album was in life. It was a humongous amount of material, and then only like anywhere from 10 to 14 made the final cut.
Amazing.
And, that album was released in late November of 1991.
Okay.
Keep the Faith was the last song out of all of those hundreds of songs that were recorded for that album. It was the last song. And then there was a section. They did all the tracking and overdubbing and everything. But then Michael Jackson and Bill Bottrell realized there was a section that was done entirely in the wrong key. There was a new technology at that time. It's not new anymore, but it was brand new at that time. It was called MIDI, M-I-D-I, in which you can hook up a keyboard to the recording console and you can strike the key of the keyboard to fix what you've already done and put it in the proper key. So they did that. Once they did that, it took him a number of hours, huge part of the night, to get the vocal track done. He finished that vocal track at 11:58, October 30th, 1991. Amazing. When he finished the vocal track, he looked at Bill Bottrell, who was in the control room with Bruce Sweden, and he said to him, "We bumped the pumpkin."
What in the world did that mean? We bumped the pumpkin.
Right before October 31st, Halloween. 2 minutes before Halloween.
Oh.
You finish at that time considered by Sony Music the most important album of your life. He knew that track, that take, that vocal take was.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it. Okay.
And the last
See, you one. Have to understand, I hate Halloween.
Oh! Okay.
To say that it's my least favorite holiday.
Yeah,
I can't say it strong enough.
Okay.
No, I do not like Halloween. There's a story behind it. I'm not going to bore the audience with it.
No. Copacetic.
I was a baby in a high chair.
No, man, don't go there, man.
No, I was. See, I have a very vivid memory.
I know.
Okay.
Man, that's like.
And my uncle
traumatic.
Came in on Halloween.
He
I'm in the high
tell
chair.
Tell the story. He said you don't. Okay, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, you said no, go on, and I want to do it.
No!
Okay?
Oh, I did not.
He,
but okay.
He came in with one of his friends and had the scariest mask on, and I can't even talk.
That's messed up.
Yeah, I know. And scared the hell out of me.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I couldn't talk, but I was cussing him out. Look, I'm serious about this, right?
I'm sorry.
And I've hated Halloween ever since. So, nope, hated. The only part I really liked about when I was a kid going out trick-or-treating and getting candy. That was it
Oh,
for
you
me.
Did that. Okay.
Well, I did that part. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I wasn't going to miss out on candy.
Candy.
Oh, you have to pick your battles. You understand?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay.
Yeah, okay, that's it. Okay, but anyway, hey, this is Monday Night Madness. Hey.
Hey.
Anything could be said, anything could be, you know, hey, look, expressed on this show. And thank you for that lesson, though, because you've given us an insight behind the scenes when the recording was going on. And this information, you weren't reading it, folks. He was not reading that information. Mm-hmm. So I want to encourage you to get that book of his, which is titled again?
Bless His Soul, The Agony, The Ecstasy, and The Destiny of Michael Jackson.
And we can find
second
it on,
edition.
On Amazon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, folks, look it up. Be right back. All Monday right. Night Madness.
Thank you, William.
This time around.
With the Notorious B.I.G. featured.
I like this already.
Safe as I should be, things always missing. Maybe it could be my friends. They ain't friends if they robbing me, stopping me from making a profit. See, apology, shallow like the ocean. I guess I resort to gun toting. If I was dead broke and smoking, I'd probably be by my lonesome. I'm a killer nigga, I ain't joking. Indo smoke got me choking. I'm hoping the fool comes slipping so I can blow him open. This time around, I changed up my flow. Got rid of the rocks, got picked by the dough. A real set of people to watch my back. Stay away from strangers so I won't slack. And I know my nigga might like that. Neighbors!
Yeah.
DS.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well,
I like that jam.
Yeah. You really have to listen to the vocal version. We're in the history period right now.
Okay.
And this is an album which was the reactionary album to the first allegation that occurred in 1993. It's an angry album, as you can hear with DS. Mm-hmm. It's an angry album. On this album, Jackson, for the first time, starts using profanity. He's taking out his anger, as we heard on This Time Around. And DS is really about the Los Angeles District Attorney, Tom Snedden.
Mm.
But he changed the name, and the chorus reads, Dom Sheldon is a cold man. Mm. Dom Sheldon is a cold man. Dom Sheldon is a cold man. He keeps repeating it. Then when the song builds up to the end chorus, he'll say, Domus Sheldon is a cold man. Mm-hmm. But everyone knows that the DA, the Los Angeles District Attorney at the time was Thomas Snedden. Mm-hmm. So that was, he was really pushing the envelope there, and he was fighting back. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, well, so much comes out later on in that Snedden did have a vendetta against Jackson, and privately hated him, just hated everything about him and was determined. But
well, the way he did that, and by playing on that, he couldn't get sued for slander.
No, exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But then what's so funny is after his passing, his fans, you know, and Jackson fans, they're... fanatic is an understatement for what they are, okay? Then the European ones, more so than the American ones, what they did, they took the words to DS, posted them on the internet, and rewrote it as TS, and then put Tom Sheldon's name on
there. Hey! Well, you know, and speaking of his fans, and many that are listening right now, guys, you remember seeing the overseas tours. I don't care where he was. He could have been in Asia. He could have been in the UK, anywhere. And it always had to be a huge venue where he performed. Always. You know, you couldn't pack him in a place where it was only like a few thousand. You know, some artists be happy if it was like 800, 900, maybe 1500 or whatever it is, right? Well, Jackson, it had to be in a stadium, didn't it?
That's right.
In most cases.
That's right.
Incredible.
And you talked about those European tours. When you watch them and you notice those European girls would faint.
Oh.
When they would see him perform. We talked about this earlier this summer.
Mm-hmm.
In this country, back in the 1950s, when European American girls fainted at Little Richard, that's okay.
Mm.
That's okay.
Ooh.
But they fainted at him. The European women overseas, when they fainted at him, and certain people saw that, I'm just going to go back and say, people.
Uh-huh.
It makes everything starts to make sense.
Uh huh. Okay.
That's my lower self.
Oh boy, the innuendos. Well, not necessarily in the innuendo, but the truth, though.
You know, black man supposed to make a white woman.
Hey, I did. Like I said, the truth, right?
We're gonna do something.
Look. called Money. Anything for money. Greenback. The Mighty Dollar. De Niro. Bank. Oh, my goodness. I like that jam there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the foundational drum machine track was his mouth.
Got it. Love it, love it, love it. Man, I've heard a lot of jams here tonight that I hadn't heard before.
Uh-huh.
I've never heard some of these songs before, but guess what? You will hear them again. Oh, my goodness, folks. This is a night to remember. Michael Jackson, the songs that really didn't, they weren't his greatest hits. Let's put it like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's the whole idea. When we posted this on Facebook, and like I told you guys, if you're just tuning in, I thought the professor had made a mistake. I thought he meant number one hits, and he left the one off. I saw N-O hits, no hits, Michael Jackson. Who would imagine that anything that Michael Jackson did wasn't a hit? Mm-hmm. And like I said, he had many.
And, right, these weren't his greatest hits, but these songs carried a lot of substance.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And to say that that Thriller album, wow, platinum,
32.
That's really amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to take a stab at this. That wasn't the only platinum album he had.
Oh, no, definitely not. Off the Wall, Bad was multi-platinum as well. Dangerous. I think all of them are multi-platinum except Invincible.
Wow, wow, wow.
But one day, you'll okay, get there.
More to come, folks, right after this.
Right.
In the news today from the Strange and Weird Fact File, singer Michael Jackson sleeps in an oxygen chamber. The singer says that the hyperbaric chamber has the benefits of reversing the aging process.
Sexual. Sexual.
27.
November 28, 1929.
Whatever I sing, that's what I really mean. Like, I'm singing a song. I don't sing it if I don't mean it.
First person to fly New York to Paris non-stop.
And that was a page of history that'll probably stand for a long time.
He got kicked in the back. He said he needed that. He hot, nailed him to face. He dared to motivate. He said, there you can see. His best work is for me. He dared to be recognized. The finest people inside. Many victims.
Harmonize.
December 30th, 1865. November 28th, 1887. The Statue of Liberty. December 7th, 1940. January 1st, 1924. October 14th, 1947. Chelsea Embrace Sound. November 10th, 1989. The Berlin Wall comes down.
Wow, wow, wow. History, Michael Jackson.
It's a lesson to us. Every day, everything we do, we create our history and our legacy.
I'm so glad that you picked that. That was really amazing. I was listening to the entire song. And you know what? In sort of a way, it reminds me of the song with him. You remember... We Are the World.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It had that feeling, sort of to me.
Yes.
In a different sense, obviously, but it was a message to the world.
Right, right. And it's so interesting with the latter portion of his career, maybe post-Dangerous, the older that he got and, people were feeling alienated and there were the scandals and everything. I remember 1995 when History came out and people heard the title track. They heard that song and they just thought it was so corny. They just thought it was just like Jam and Lewis really wasted their time on that one. But now people hear it and it's an entirely different perception. What I'm saying is that it's interesting that the latter portion of his career with all of these negative things that were happening and alienated so many people, now in a new century, so many years later, we're starting to get it. And what I'm saying is I think the work in the latter part of the career in life, he was ahead of his time.
A genius. You know, and I'm glad you said that too, because recently I just heard, I was watching a clip, I believe it was on Facebook, YouTube or something, and it was about his daughter. And she talked about how she had been so angry after her father was taken away from her. She believes that he was taken away from her, right?
Yeah.
And we know the doctor that was his personal doctor, I believe he's in prison now still. But anyway, she's talked about how her dad taught her, and even though she looks white, she identifies herself as a black woman.
That's right. I mean, you were raised in a black family. I guess you were.
Your dad was black,
and your father was black.
And she loved her dad.
Yeah.
She absolutely loved him.
Yeah.
And it was so really, really good to hear about that. And she said how he would sit down and talk to her and her brother and talked about that you are black. And I'm going to tell you and talked about the history, which is being avoided right now in so many different ways. You know, this thing called CRT, and I've done shows on that as well. But said that he it taught her and just really told her about how the world really was.
Okay.
And it was something. Now, the surprising thing to me is because she talked about the depth of their conversations. And it's not supposed to be. I mean, it's not like dads, because I know that my daughter and I, we have deep conversations. And I let her know she can talk to me about anything, and I tell her and have taught her and my son, you know, hey, this is it.
Right.
This is what's up. This is what's happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they get it. They get it. But you really don't look at Michael. We knew that he was a parent, right? And we realized the great music that he put out, but we really didn't realize the relationship that he had with his children as far as sitting with them and talking to them and taking time to educate them, you know. So it was really, it was nice to hear.
Awesome.
But she was mad and she's still mad.
It was tough for her. And I can imagine, and she's an alternative, grunge, artist, Paris is. She has her own music, you know, and,
I've never heard her music. How about the brother? Is he?
Prince is interested in film.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Excellent. Professor.
Yes.
Our time is up. We have to step aside.
I know, man. So what
it's
you
been
got,
a wonderful night.
It's been a wonderful night. And what you got for the showstopper?
The showstopper, I think, I'm going to pick Morphine.
Ooh, which he played guitar on.
Let's do it.
Oh, good.
We've got the serotonin morphine here.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Jackson.
This is rocker.
Enjoy, ladies and gentlemen. It's been the WBN, the Professor of Pop Culture, Monday Night Madness. He hasn't let his air guitar go all night. Hey, tell your friends about this program, Monday Night Madness, every Monday, coming to you 8:15 p.m. on the East, 5:15 on the West, 7:15 Central. Hey, good night, y'all, but don't go anywhere. There's always a party after the party.
Taking twice as much. Did we wrong? Did we wrong?